Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it. What? But another episode of Death of Diets. Thank you very much for joining me right now. If you've done so live, I appreciate that. If you're doing it via MP3 download or any other format, I appreciate that as well. And it has been a few days since I have done a show. And the reason why was simply because of the hectic schedule that I've had with not just work, but also my son graduating high school, getting that thing set up, invites and other grad parties and the whole night. And anybody that has any kids of teenage variety knows something about what this time of year can be as far as schedule is concerned. But I wanted to do a quick hitting show, just a quick hitter tonight. And also to just to let you know, I know I haven't done a ton on nutrition at this point, but we'll start to hit some more stuff on nutrition as well. And there's plenty of important things to do there. But the bottom line is, I really want to help you get someplace and with not only the best results possible, but having an exact roadmap and knowing where you're going, knowing exactly what to do when things happen and things come up, because stuff happens when you're in the middle of attempting to get somewhere, whether you're on a career track or you're just trying to lose some weight. And so that's ultimately what I'm here for. And really to get the most gains or losses with the least amount of time and shortest amount of time, at least effort. That's really what we're shooting for here. But hopefully the title caught your attention. Your pain is your gain. And the idea behind that, I was listening to the radio today and I heard a guy mention this. And I don't know if you've paid any attention to the NBA playoffs. I have a little bit. I've watched a little bit of it. But LeBron James is in the midst of doing some really amazing things. And not the biggest LeBron fan, not really even the biggest NBA fan, but I pay attention to it a little bit, especially when something historic is occurring. And but it's been very interesting. Yesterday, after the game when they won, and just for a little bit of backdrop, they're down their two best players. They've lost a variety of people, and they are playing with a skeleton crew. And they were just counted out. They weren't expected to do anything. And here they are ahead in the series, 2-1. And at the end of the game, he was being interviewed, and he told the lady that was interviewing him that he had this secret motivation. And he was asked by Dwayne Wade, a guy he played basketball with for 4 years down in Miami. He was just being interviewed. It wasn't like your typical interview. It was, you know, he threw a couple of questions at him here and there. And he asked him how he felt about not becoming the MVP. And not only was he not the MVP of the league, but he didn't even make the top two. He placed third in the voting. And he said, "I'd be a liar if I said that didn't bother me, that it didn't make me upset." And he said, "But I didn't need the chip on the shoulder." And I will say this, it sure seems to me like because the league decided that this guy, Steph Curry, was the MVP of the league, that LeBron, not that he has anything to prove, I mean, everybody already knows he's the best player in the world, but that he has this desire to go out and prove it to everyone else because he has the stage to do so. So he's on national TV. Well, it was on NBC Sports Network the other night, so not as national as it would be if it would have been televised on just NBC. But he has this forum, this ability, this stage to really show everybody who the real MVP is. And so far, Steph Curry has really done nothing, and LeBron has done quite a bit. He's only scored the most points ever in the first three games of the finals, of the NBA Finals. And so it certainly seemed at least fairly apparent that he has a huge chip on his shoulder because he was not chosen as MVP of the league. And again, not that he has anything to prove, but it's motivation for him. It's fuel. It's like instead of just gasoline, it's more like rocket fuel. And that's why he is continuing to go off game after game after game simply because he has a desire to prove the people wrong that voted against him. And not just against him once, but against him twice by naming somebody else ahead of him in for second place. And so here's the thing that I wanted to put out there. Your pain is the gain. Instead of going to the gym and killing yourself, which, by the way, is not really necessary, regardless of what you're doing, your shorter workouts, the intensity that's involved, that is really where the gain is at. Whether you're looking for fat loss or muscle gain, or, you know, if you're trying to gain testosterone, whatever the case is, whatever your specific reason is, health, whatever, the more intense your time at the gym is, number one, the shorter it is, but number two, the more beneficial it is, unless, of course, you're training for long distance type stuff. But if you're just there for gains or weight losses, that sort of thing, you can get a lot more out of an intense, shorter workout than you can out of a longer, much less intense workout. And so here's the reality. The fuel could be pain that you've already experienced. When you looked at yourself in the mirror and you were completely dissatisfied with what you saw, or if there are other results, health consequences, something like that, or you're at, you know, you've got a reunion coming up, you've got a goal that you want to lose 30 pounds or 50 pounds or more before you go to that class reunion, or you're in that wedding, or whatever the case is, when you look and you see pain, guess what? That's motivation. That's not just fuel, that's rocket fuel. That takes a person who is more than capable of losing the weight or gaining the muscle or winning a race or whatever the case is and turns it into rocket fuel. And, I mean, if it can motivate the best player on the planet, and there's no disagreement there. Now, I mean, when LeBron goes after things, he's always fighting against history. There's not even another person in the league that's anywhere close to his ability on both sides of the floor. And so this guy, it had an experience that caused him, with all the motivation in the world, to win the finals. I mean, Cleveland hasn't been to a final ever. Or they've been to a final, but they've not won a final ever. And so if he does that, that's historic. I mean, that's amazing motivation. The motivation that's really pushing him to leave everything on the floor every time he steps out there is the pain of being rejected for being the number one player in the world and the MVP of the league and having to show those people you made the wrong decision. And he's going to continue whatever it is that he's got to do in order to win those games, not because, not for any other reason than he's got the motivation. See, you have the ability. We all have the ability to lose the weight and, you know, bench, add 20 or 50 pounds to our bench press, whatever the case is, time and effort and all of that will make that occur. But what about the fuel? The fuel is the motivation. It's to prove somebody wrong. It's to no longer have to look in the mirror and see what you're seeing. It's to no longer have the battle with those food cravings. You finally get to put those to bed and you get to make the decisions that you want to make on the things that you want to eat. And so you take that motivation, and when it seems kind of weak, well, you know, I'm really not getting the results that I want, you push even harder because you have the motivation inside. You're tired of the pain. You're tired of some of the battles you've had. There are certain things you don't want to see happen. Maybe you've got family history. You lost your mom. You lost your dad. You've lost other family members. And your doctor's saying that could be you. You've got motivation that will get you to a place that will allow you to achieve whatever it is that you're looking for and a whole lot more. Because you've got more than enough motivation to prevent you from stopping. That's the reality. Your pain is your gain. Not no pain, no gain. Your pain is your gain. And so use that. Use that pain to get where it is that you want to be. That hard work, all of that will be, I don't want to face that pain anymore. It'll be to put that to bed finally. And you will. You'll put it to bed and you won't have to mess with it anymore. And so let your pain be your gain. Use those experiences that you have, the times that you've quit, and then you've gone back and you've stepped on the scale, and not only did you put the 10 or 15 pounds you lost back on, you've put a few more on. So now look at that and say, nope, never again. Nope, I'm going to beat the odds. I'm going to, whatever it is that's against me, this time I'm beating it. I'm putting it away. And let that be your gain. And then get in the gym and research the heck out of stuff. Listen to this show. I've put some really good stuff out, overcoming cravings and all of those types of things. Go back and listen to some of the other shows. And this one is a little bit shorter on purpose. I want people to see the title and be able to get in and get the answer as quickly as possible so that they can get out there. And when they were maybe thinking about quitting, now not only are they thinking about quit, they're not thinking about quitting anymore. Now they're re-energized to go back and work even harder for that thing that they were working toward. And so that's, look, guys, that's all I got tonight. I got a baseball game to get to for the youngins. In fact, a quick Alabama update. If you go back and listen to the Sweet Home Alabama episode that I did, I talked a little bit about my son being his tryouts with the University of Alabama and that sort of thing. We leave on Saturday to go down to Tuscaloosa, and he will start his year or two stint at Shelton State. And then the plan is hopefully to go to University of Alabama. And so everything looks good. He's still in contact with the head coach of cheer at the University of Alabama. And so that person was very happy. I think his name is Brian. Was very happy that Seth made the team down there and is looking forward hopefully to seeing him again. And so we'll see what a bunch of hard work and all of that will accomplish over the next 12 months. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know it's going to fly by. A lot of changes in the very near future here, but we leave on Saturday, and I fly back on Sunday. So it's going to be neat. I get to drop the youngin' off to college, and the first one to do that. And so it'll be very neat, but he's got a lot to prove. He's not really proven anything yet other than he can work hard and reach a goal. But now we're getting ready to play some big league ball. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all works out over the next couple of years. But of course, as a dad, I'm really hoping he gets to go to the University of Alabama. I have every intention over the next year or two of getting down there to see a football game. I've never been in a place where 101,000 people are all screaming about the same thing. So really looking forward to it. But that's just a little bit of stuff tonight. And we'll be back with some more stuff here in the next couple of days. Have fun. I will talk to you in the next couple of days.
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know, I go